This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Good morning, folks. We certainly hope that your Tuesday morning is off to a great start. Ours certainly is, because we are joined by Michelle Miller, national correspondent for CBS News and the co-host of CBS Saturday Morning, the former First Lady, and the other half is known as Michelle Miller's husband, Mark Morial. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. Can I just tell you, I so enjoyed the top of the show. I've missed WWL radio. I miss radio throughout our heartland. I just can't thank you enough for that smidgen of what's happening in Louisiana.
Well, thank you so much. That's very kind of you. And it's also very kind of CBS to spend quite a long time here doing a special about the place that we all call home, the city of New Orleans. Tell us about how this came to be and tell us about what we will see this Sunday, May 18th.
Well, what's so wonderful about CBS Sunday Morning is that every year they have themed shows. And you fell, New Orleans fell, in the design show. And there's so much to talk about in that realm when it comes to what New Orleans has gifted to not just the city itself, but to the state and to the nation, to the world. And, you know, I feel like I'm a native. I'm not necessarily, but I feel like it. And I tell you, I just threw a ton of ideas their way. Some they had already considered, but you know, the three stories that I will be doing and that I will be featuring are one, I call it an ode to wrought iron and the magnificent ironwork that is throughout the city, but particularly historically a part of the French Quarter. I have another story on that fabulous St. Charles Avenue streetcar line. And then something that I featured on CBS Saturday Morning a few years ago, black masking, Mardi Gras beading, the incredible Mardi Gras Indian suits and the history that it stems from. And we are featuring Damon Melanson, who is a big chief in that, the big chief of the Seminole tribe, and who is just exploding across the art world because he's really taken beading beyond the black masking sphere and moved it into the artistic realm. So those are the three stories that I will be covering. I'm going to give you a little hint of how we operate at CBS Sunday Morning. They don't generally let the correspondents know what other correspondents are doing. So that's going to be a surprise for me on Sunday as well, just like all of our viewers at home. So I can't really speak to any other stories, but I do know Jane Pauley spent some time down at various locations, including Longview, which I think is one of the most amazing museums, certainly former home to the great Stern family. And I'm just really excited that such a presence, we felt such a presence there, and we left a mark in many respects because we are chronicling the culture and the history of a great city.
Michelle, if we're visiting with Michelle Miller, national correspondent for CBS News and co-host of CBS Saturday Morning. When folks from your way get to see a little bit of what's, you know, going on with the videoing and dealing with a lot of this information that you're bringing this way, what is their reaction to what they're seeing, what they're hearing, and what they're feeling?
Well, from an outsider's perspective or from an insider's
perspective? The folks that you work with, you know, that are sharing, you know, I'm sure they're inquisitive, they're curious. And, you know, when you share some of what's going on here with these stories that you've done over the years, I was just kind of curious what their reaction is to it.
Well, you know, I think that people have a sense that they know what New Orleans is about. But New Orleans is an onion. I see it that way. I have since the moment I set foot there. You are in constant discovery of something you didn't know. And so when people talk, for instance, everyone knows about the St. Charles Avenue streetcar line. But there were so many things that my producer coming down, who had thoroughly immersed himself in the history of the line and the lines that actually part of such crossroads of America, he discovered things he didn't know. Like, he didn't know why the streetcars are green. He didn't know, why they weren't ripped up in New Orleans as they have been throughout the rest of the country. He was really enamored by the fact that so many of the people who work at the it's the streetcar barn. I still call it the RTA. I'm not sure still call it the Regional Transit Authority, but he was fascinated by the fact that, you know, many of the people who worked there for 3-4 decades. And it was, I tell you, one of the most fascinating things, this is so New Orleans, is that when I walked in, a man walked up to me who had been working there for 4 decades. And he said, he had been working there for about 15 years. And he says to me, he says, "Hi, Miss Miller." He said, "You don't remember me, do you?" And I said, "Sir, no, I don't." He said, "You know, I was one of the gumbo yaya kids who worked on your wedding dress." He was a machinist who came from, you know, the yaya internship program, and who, like, is part of my designer's crew interning with Harold Clark, who designed the dress, you know, said, "I beaded some of your dress." I thought, you know, only in New Orleans. And it's the stories like that, for me in particular, just kept pouring through. And I think that also amazed my producer, that I've now lived in New York for 21 years, and people still know me. People still greet me with such affection, and that's how, when people know you in New Orleans, you are a lifer. And that was, I think, something, how ingratiating and how warm and how, I mean, it just still, I think, blows people away when they come down and they're given such love and they're treated with such hospitality. But a lot of those questions I just kind of threw at you, a lot of those queries, you know, we are going to let you in on, even though, you know, some folks may not know the answers who lived with, you know, these features for most of their life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, it's interesting about what you're saying, and I hear this from some folks. I don't get to talk to a lot of folks that have moved away for a while. You're 21 years in New York. I know that you and Mark come back and visit the city very frequently. Do you find that the city continues to reveal itself to you in different ways?
Oh, all the time. And you know, it's growing in the sense that I feel culturally the level of appreciation of the things that are so naturally New Orleans are being appreciated beyond, you know, the streets and the byways and the bayous of the state of Louisiana. I mean, it's like you think of it, I always look at jazz in that way. Jazz had to leave New Orleans and traverse all over the world to gain the level of appreciation and respect that it deserved as this uniquely American art form. And through that sojourn that it made across the globe, it came back home, and people are reviving and hoping to continue the legacy that was spawned in our great city. And I think whether you look at the masking tradition, the Mardi Gras Indian tradition, or you look at the ironwork tradition, which was nearly lost 50 years ago and was revived almost singularly by, you know, a small group of people. You look at those entities that were part of that city, and you see that it will never die, because there's always going to be someone who holds such a passion for it that they feel the need to spread the word about it, to educate a new generation on it. And I think that this Sunday morning show that has planted itself in our city is just another way that you're seeing that happen.
You cover a lot of hard news topics. I can just tell in your voice that this one was fun for you, right?
Oh, I get to cover a lot of fun stories these days. You know, one of the benefits of being a co-host of CBS Saturday Morning is that you get to pitch a lot of features. I mean, I'm responsible every week for a 6.5-minute feature on the show that I co-host with Dana Jacobson. And when I have the opportunity to work for CBS Sunday Morning, that's another, you know, amazing feat. And to have three pieces in one show, what an amazing opportunity that is. But I have to tell you, you know, my visits back and forth to places like New Orleans in particular, because I know so much about that town and I lived so much over the last 30 years in that town, you know, I see what is happening. And the good news is it's almost like, you know, I grew up in South Central Los Angeles, and I saw it in the 90s, and I'm seeing sort of this moment in essence, you know, on a topic that impacts that city and many urban cities across the nation is this reduction in crime. And that's something that is really, it's something that is gratifying to me to see happening, because people are pouring, what seems to be, they're pouring into the youth of their cities. And as you well know, I think about, you know, Mark's time in office, my husband, Mark Morial, and I think about, you know, the drastic reduction of overall violent crime from, you know, the murder rate being the global murder rate to 70% reduction in a murder rate, 60% reduction in overall violent crime. And you're starting to see those kinds of reductions, not just in New Orleans, but across other cities. And so in that realm, I see, to your earlier question, I see a lot of positive things happening. I'm just hoping they continue. I hope that we can take a breath and in this moment and appreciate all of us for, I'm so Pollyanna when I think about these things. I really do hope, you know, we get ourselves together and move forward and embrace each other and embrace what we bring and contribute, because all of us contribute in this moment. All of us do.
I think most people feel this same way, although we spend a lot of time trying to point out our differences. The realities are we're more alike. We all want a safe place to work, you know, live, work, and raise our family. As cliche as all these sayings are, they're so true. And when you look at survey after survey after survey, it reveals that we desire much of the same thing, no matter our ethnic background, racial background, religious background, all of those that seem to serve as dividers of us in so many different ways. I don't think they really are at the end of the day, when we really dig down to a granular level and look at things as to what we desire in our community or the place that we call home.
You said it. I couldn't say it any better. I just, you know, I think that what you're doing is providing a service for people to see who they are and where they want to go together. I think it's beautiful. So I just applaud you and all that you do and continue to do. And I appreciate you. Can I say that?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Can I ask you a question? Jane Pauley. I don't know how long Jane Pauley's been around on CBS Sunday Morning. She has an incredible following. I'm a big Mo Rocca fan. I understand he's doing a segment as well. Lee Cowan and New Orleans native Jamie Wax. So this is a very diverse group coming together, picking pieces and parts of the New Orleans culture and what we have to offer. I think this is going to be a really exciting show for the city on Sunday, May 18th.
It is going to be so exciting. I cannot say, first of all, two things. I love everyone that you name, but I have to give a special shout out to Jamie Wax. I'm so proud of him. He has a new show on Broadway that is about to make its debut in another week or two. It is, I've seen the rough cut. It's not a cut. I saw the live reading, but it's with Gene Smart, and it is fabulous. I can't think of the name. I'm so embarrassed. He's going to kill me. But he has worked for years and years on this show. It is incredible. And then just one little shout out for Jane. And I interviewed Jane back in, I want to say, 2015 or 2016. While she was still over at that other network. And my producer and I looked at each other at the end of the interview, and we said, and we realized that she was going to be leaving, and we said, we got to get her over to CBS. And I just like to say I had a little something to do with talking to get a producer into, you know, it didn't need much talking because she is, after all, Jane Pauley. But the fact that, you know, my producer, Mary Lou Teal, was like, she is like what we need in our you know, bag of tricks and in our amazing, you know, crew of incredible journalists. And it was just, I cannot say how the universe works so magically in bringing Jane Pauley to CBS News. So I had to throw that out there because she is a gem. So Jamie and Jane and Mo and Lee Callen and all of the rest of just, I can't wait to see the pieces that they have put together because I know it will be phenomenal.
Absolutely. CBS Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Central Time here in New Orleans, 9 a.m. Eastern. Michelle Miller, thank you so much for joining us. We know that you're incredibly busy. We really appreciate all that you do in promoting this beautiful place that we call home, the city of New Orleans. Thank you so much. And tell Mark hello. You know, Mark and I were classmates at Jesuit. We graduated together.
You know what? Isn't there a reunion coming up soon? Or did it just pass?
Yeah, it will be our 50th next year. So we're looking forward to that.
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it? The play is called Call Me Izzy. Jamie Wax's play, Call Me Izzy. Buy tickets.
Okay.
Call Me Izzy with the fabulous Emmy winner, Golden Globe winner, Jean Smart from Designing Women.
Oh, absolutely. She's incredible. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, and
have a
too. Thank you.
Have a great week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Folks, bye-bye. That's Michelle Miller, national correspondent for CBS News and co-host of CBS Saturday Morning this Sunday, May 18th, 8 a.m. Central, a special on the city. And Michelle is going to be covering Ironwork, Streetcars, and Beat Art. And then Lee Cowan's going to be covering a piece as well, Mo Rocca, and New Orleans native Jamie Wax, also a CBS contributor, as well as Jane Pauley. So check it out this weekend. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.